morning, Neil.
Oh, you never miss, mate. You never miss. Do you?
Did you have a crack or not?
No, look, I was on the second horse, Evelina, you recall, who did firm big. I think it was 4.20 into 3.10 at the jump, Evelina. Chased home, Golden Tycoon. But I've got to say, boys, at the furlong, I'm thinking this is going to be difficult here to run down this horse that is travelling in front.
Yeah, absolutely. It was leading by about six then, one by two in the end. Yeah. God bless it is all we can say, Golden Tycoon. It's on again, though, mate. It's Kembla Grange this time, the Provincial Championship qualifier, Neil.
Yes, mate, yeah. Heavy 10. I'm hoping, boys, that there'll be some breaks in the weather and we might sort of scrape up to about a heavy 8. Late in the day, it's not till 6.05, the final race at Kembla tomorrow. It's a very wide-open field. Now he's in the final, of course. He got Evelina and Charmers at a big price running into a place yesterday at Newcastle. So Chris Lee's two in the final. He's got a very, very big hand in this race again. Look, I think the market, boys, is probably wide. It's fairly wide, but the two at the top there, Juventus for Chris Lees, was a massive run at Hawkesbury. A huge fourth that was. It covered ground and still found the line big time. He sent Juventus back to the trials. And, look, I think it's one of the best provincial horses around. It's in the market there with Mandillion, of course, for Gwenda Markle, who comes back from the Group 1 Coolmore Classic, of course, out of its grave there behind Dixie Blossom. So they're sort of controlling the market around that $4.50 mark. But I'm going to go pretty wide here, boys, with another one for Chris Lees that's on the way up, number 14, Think Free. I was up at Newcastle a fortnight back when Think Free won the last race of the day, a benchmark 64. And this is a super tough filly. It's obviously dropping big time in weight down on the 54 limit. This is obviously a tougher field, but it's one both. I think this is a filly that's really on the up and capable of winning in this grade. So a big price, around about $14, $15 I'm going to be with each way for the listeners, boys. Number 14, Think Free.
Wow. And his big odds.
$15.
$15.
Yes.
Wow. Australian bloodstock.
That's it. Yes, yes. And very nice horse. Tough filly, built like a colt. So you think. So it'll get over the ground. And it's two from two and soft. It's never seen a heavy, but so far, I think it was a soft six that day at Newcastle. I've got no doubt that she'll get through heavier ground. So because I'm chasing your bloke's tail now, I've got to go wide in the market. I think this is a massive, massive price thing.
You know what'll happen, Neil, if you get a victory? Mate, next weekend, you'll have a target on your head. You'll have a price on your head.
I hope you're right, mate. $15, well, Think Free in the last at Kembla tomorrow.
Yes, that's where I'm going. But a pretty open race and certainly a lot of the cream coming to the surface. So we've got, nine qualified now. Four stables have got a double in there now. Lees, Kim War, of course, Chris Lees, Greg McFarlane with that terrific winner yesterday. And Gwenda's got Arcademus in as well. So some of those big stables are really starting to come to the surface now.
We hope you're right, Neil. We'll be on it with you.
Yes, boy. And just quickly, while we're speaking of long odds, TK, I'm a loving Gabby fan for the Golden Slipper. Are you with me there?
I'm not.
No. Probably desperately unlucky in the Blue Diamond. Only had that barrier trial over 700 metres. I'm not too sure whether it's just being nursed into the final of the Golden Slipper, but we'll find out come Saturday.
Oh, we will, mate. We will, yeah. Wide in the market again. But, it should be a great day's racing. And fourth qualifier, of course, Wyong to come Saturday week. So we're starting to really get to the business end.
Good on you, Neil.
Thanks, boys. Talk again soon.